Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And hey, listen, our executive leadership series just keeps growing. We keep finding these people that are leaders that are doing some great things. And as Chief Customer Officer, that's right, Chief Customer Officer of Fanatics Commerce, Lonnie Phillips oversees global direct-to-consumer operations, which includes fulfillment, manufacturing, transportation, customer service for the company, leading over 1,500 employees and managing state-of-the-art fulfillment centers. And he also served in the Navy for more than 21 years as a naval aviator, which is just very lovely language for hotshot jet pilot. And Lonnie joins us here in the National Defense. Lonnie, how are you?
I am doing really well. That was an awesome introduction. By the way, I was a helicopter pilot, so not a hotshot jet pilot.
Okay, excuse me.
I would say even hotter, obviously, than a helicopter pilot.
Absolutely. And then before you joined Fanatics, you were at Amazon, where you supervised over 20,000 employees.
That's right.
Wow. I mean, that's quite the career. And now you're this group that's just exploding, Fanatics Commerce. And man, I mean, this company, Lonnie, and now how long have you been with them?
I started with Fanatics in 2014. So I'm about to hit my ninth year with Fanatics.
Yeah. And I mean, how impressed are you with this company's trajectory? I mean, from where you guys started and from your CEO Michael's vision for where you are now?
It's Randy, to be honest, it's incredible. You know, I got here in 2014. We had done a bunch of kind of brand awareness surveys, and it's amazing how few people had actually heard of the company. And we set out on a mission, to grow our brand, but to grow our brand in the commerce space, the merchandise space. And we did. You know, at the time, I think the company and revenues were around $700 million. And over the last 9 years, we've been able to grow it to over $4 billion. But what we had no idea of back then is just the transformation that this company was going to go through. You know, we knew we wanted to be this kind of once in a generation company in the commerce space. But what we didn't know then that we know now over the last couple of years is that we really are going to be what we believe is the largest digital sports platform globally. And we're going to get there because we realized about 2 years ago that, you know, we have a customer base of over 90 million customers that we interact with. And it's incredible, right? And we started to recognize is that those customers want more than just apparel. They, you know, they're all sports fans and they're looking for things. So, you know, we launched these other divisions outside of the commerce space. We launched the collectibles division and we launched a betting and gaming division. And, you know, I'm sure there's more to come as we try to service these fans globally, wherever they want to be in the sports space.
Yeah. And Lonnie, the other part of that is, yeah, they want all of their sports equipment, but they want it today. They want it now, right?
That's right. Yeah. Thank Amazon for that, right? Amazon changed consumer behavior years ago and created what I call this microwave generation of people who they want to be able to click a button and that product get there quickly. And, retailers who want to be successful have to meet those expectations. And we strive to do that.
And at Fanatics Commerce, I mean, you guys hold the license. You have access to all the licenses of just about every single sports team in the world, right? Am I right in that?
We have, I think, over 900 partners. So we have a ways to go for sure. 900 is great. But globally, there's still a lot of teams and leagues and sports that are out there that we'd like to go out and try to service those fans, over the coming years.
Yeah, we're talking to Lonnie Phillips here on the National Defense, Chief Customer Officer of Fanatics Commerce. And let's kind of get to where you guys are now. I mean, as far as this digital sports platform, I mean, from something that started, you know, in Michael's garage in Philadelphia to where you are now with, you know, I mean, trading cards, I mean, all these different things. And now it's going to be all kinds of sports, even sports betting, right?
That's right.
I mean, that is that's an incredible expansion. And, you know, you mentioned the value of the company. The value of the company now is $31 billion. That's incredible. And this the first Fanatic sports book was launched in partnership with the Washington Commanders. So who knows, you know, how you guys are going to be here in the next few years. But Lonnie, I want to ask you about your military career. Talk to us a little bit about your time in the service, if you will.
Yeah, I actually joined the Navy in 1988. I enlisted. I started my career off as an electronics technician on submarines for the first 6 years. During that time, I was taking classes at night. There's these programs called PACE courses. I would take PACE courses when I was deployed, and then I took some courses when I was not deployed at night, and was able to get enough credits that I was selected for what they called the enlisted commissioning program. And then I went to the University of Florida to finish my undergraduate degree, and then was commissioned and then transitioned into aviation. And I flew my last 15 years in the Navy. So I did a total of 21 years in the Navy. And during that time, I was fortunate enough to get to do my finished my undergraduate degree at the University of Florida, which I call, you know, God's University. And then I also got to get my master's degree there during that time. And I just loved it. Loved every part of it. I loved being underwater and loved being above the water. And it was a great time of my life.
Yeah. You never worked any time on land, did you?
No, well, outside of there's some shore duty in there, but yeah, a lot of deployments. I love deploying, I was probably rare.
Well, thank you so much for your service. How was your transition?
Well, Randy, my transition was really, really hard. I've spoken on this a bunch, and part of it, and just to kind of sum it up, when I was leaving the military, I knew I was good at what I was doing, like, because I'd been doing it for 21 years. Right, I kind of understood how to fly the aircraft and how to do those things. What I didn't know is that the skills that I had learned in the Navy were going to transition to, I'm kind of doing an air quote, to the business world.
Right.
So I had these seedlings of doubt, and I went to work for Amazon, and Amazon is a data-driven company, so there's a lot of data, and they're a company that has a culture that really focuses every single day on the areas that you're missing, because they believe that if you focus on those areas, you'll get better, right? You start to close the gaps on the areas you're missing. So now you take data, they use the data to show where you're missing, and then they tell you every day where you're missing. If you come in and you have this inkling of doubt in your soul and in your heart on whether you can be successful, and now you have a company telling you daily you're not, I really struggled. And I always tell people, you can have one of two responses. Some people will retreat and leave, and other people will lean in. And what I did was I leaned in really hard. I just worked more hours and more days and tried to just be better and do better. And what I ended up doing was creating a divide and really neglecting my family as a result of it. You know, I come back from these deployments and my family's like, wait a minute, like, we never see dad or my husband because I'm working all these hours. And it really, we had to have a little bit of a come to Jesus and sit down and say, you know what, this isn't what we signed up for leaving the military. And then I had to have a conversation with the leadership at Amazon and said, look, I don't know that I can stay here. I'm really unhappy. And thankfully, that leadership team said, look, you're doing amazing. Here's what you need to understand. This is the culture, and this is how it works. But there's all these areas you're doing great in. We just don't spend a lot of time telling you that. And it was a great aha moment for me to say, you know what? I want to change that culture.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that first of all, transitioning military members know this is how the culture is, so they're prepared. So we created a program around that. But then more importantly, I really wanted to change that culture and say, how do we focus our efforts on rewarding and recognizing people for the job that they're doing? It doesn't mean that we don't tell you where you need to get better, but we need to spend some time, an equal amount of time or even more, on telling you where you're doing well. And then I ended up, you know, getting in the groove and doing some good things.
Yeah, I know just a little bit about that culture because I've got a friend of mine His son started working for Amazon, and it's 12-hour days. I mean, it's like you go and you go as fast and as far as you can. And so, Lonnie, that's pretty impressive to come into a company like Amazon and expect to change their culture. So that's a credit to you, man. That's incredible. And I know the other thing that says is that veterans always make great employees. Veterans always make great employees. And I know at Fanatics, you guys you employ a few veterans, don't you?
We do across all functions. We have a concerted effort to hire veterans of the military, and specifically in my world that is really operations driven. Military members do extremely well.
And, I'll bet.
We've got a bunch. And just in my direct reports, I have five direct reports that are vice presidents, and two of the five are former military members. And beneath them, we've got an admiral and a couple former commodores working for us, and they're all doing extremely well.
How does it feel to boss an admiral around?
Yeah, it's kind of fun when he calls me sir. I'm like, it's just the weirdest thing ever, you know?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Lonnie, talk to me a little bit about your transition. We talked about your transition from the military to civilian, but we didn't talk about your transition from Amazon to Fanatics. How did that happen? Kind of talk us through that, if you will.
Yeah, it was an interesting transition. There had been a headhunter that reached out to me and talked to me about this opportunity at this company called Fanatics. And I had shopped a couple times with them and had honestly a terrible experience. When I shopped with them, this is like back in 2013. But I was intrigued by it. So I met with the CEO at the time, Doug Mack, and it was interesting. The thing he said to me was, you're at Amazon and you're building a once in a generation type company. Mm. Like, come here and build what we believe is going to be another once in a generation type company. But let's build it with a culture that is focused on people. And I had mentioned before some of the cultural challenges at Amazon. And Amazon was great, by the way, but there were some challenges. And this thought of, wow, like to go do what I was doing at Amazon and grow at the same kind of rate, maybe at a different scale, the same kind of rate, but to have it focused on people, I couldn't resist. And we've done that. Since I got here in 2014, we have built an amazing culture at Fanatics and grown at a rapid rate.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's quite a responsibility, too. I mean, to go to a company that you had a terrible experience at personally, and then changing that to something that, because I mean, I've shopped at Fanatics a lot, and I can tell you my experience has been incredible. So
that's what we love to hear. We are trying, honestly, Randy, we're trying to create what we call a beloved brand. When a consumer has some disposable income or cash, and they're looking for a gift for themselves or someone else, that we're the first place they think of because they know they're going to get a great experience and they're going to get great product. And as we go forward, they're going to be able to game and get collectibles and all those types of things. And that's what we're looking for. We just want to be a beloved brand.
I got to tell you, I mean, just from a personal experience. So we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, Super Bowl champion, Kansas City, Missouri. And the day after the Super Bowl, there were promises from a lot of local places here that there would be Super Bowl gear available even that night or the next morning. Well, guess what? That didn't happen. And everybody's dying for some Super Bowl stuff. I got mine from Fanatics the next day. So, I mean, that's the kind of service and things that you guys do that is just phenomenal. And, you know, to be able to do that at the scale where you are. And let's talk about that a little bit, Lonnie, because your job as chief customer officer, I mean, you oversee the global direct-to-consumer operations, fulfillment, manufacturing, transportation, 1,500 employees managing the state-of-the-art fulfillment centers and production facilities, which span over 2 million square feet and are strategically located, like you talked about, across the world. How do you keep your eye on that?
Well, obviously, it's a bunch of great people around me, great leaders and great employees, marching to the same drum and marching to the same beat and all focused on the same goals and priorities as a company. is the only way you could get there. It can't be a single person. But it is, it's an amazing, responsibility. I get up every day and realize just how blessed I am to have this responsibility. You know, we currently have 1500 employees during the holiday season, which is Q4. You know, we scale, we add another 10,000 employees to the mix. And now we're bringing 10,000 employees who are, coming off the streets, if you will, who maybe are unemployed and they're only looking for short-term employment to kind of get them through the holidays. And you have to be able to train and develop them, and have a culture good enough that they will immediately blend into your culture. And they are also trying to service our customers, what we call our fans, with the same sort of enthusiasm and discipline that our full-time employees are doing. And that's kind of the challenge. We spend most of our year developing our leaders to go do that, is to lead that group of people in Q4.
Wow. So if there's somebody listening right now that is maybe getting ready to transition out of the military, or maybe has and is a veteran, and they're listening to this and they're thinking, you know what, I could work at Fanatics. Do I have those kind of skills? Could I do what Lonnie's talking about? Speak to that a little bit, if you will, Lonnie, in terms of taking those skills from the military and doing especially what you're overseeing right now.
Yeah, 100% military members have all the attributes that we're looking for at Fanatics, and actually in other companies, to be successful. But I'll speak specifically about Fanatics. You know, we are a company that is extremely agile, so we pivot quickly. If you think about people in the military, that's what they are, right? There is these high op tempo schedules that are always changing, and you don't even think about it. It becomes core to who you are as you just kind of roll with the changes. There's all these sayings in the military, right? Semper Gumby means always flexible, or embrace the suck, like wherever you are, whatever right. Military branch, there's these things. You just know how to roll with the punches and roll with the changes. And that's really what an e-commerce company like Fanatics is that we are ever evolving and ever changing. And then you think about, you just know how to work hard. You know how to build personal relationships. So you create camaraderie. You're dedicated and you're disciplined. Teamwork is important. And people in the military are selfless. And that's what we're looking for in companies like Fanatics. We have a company cultural value called One Fanatics. We are all in it for the good of the company. So you think about a military member, you're in it all for the defense and freedom of our country. So you have these kind of similar, if you will, goals that you're just used to. So the transition becomes a lot easier.
We're talking to Lonnie Phillips here, the National Defense Chief Customer Officer of Fanatics Commerce. Yeah, that's got to be a cool job, man. I mean, not only are you working in the sports world, I mean, that's enough. But I mean, you know, developing all of these different platforms and different things to do in the sports world, that's got to be really exciting. You got to be pretty energized every day, I bet.
I am so blessed in that I love operations. I love operations because of this. It's a work environment that changes every single day, which is very similar to the military. It's a job that requires real leadership of people, and you get to have bring value to people's lives, and you get to care and feed for people. And I love all that. And then I get to do that in a sports company, and I love sports. So, you know, I have this perfect excuse every day to turn on a basketball game or a football game, because it's just work, and watch it. So I'm very blessed.
I'm doing research, honey. I'm doing research.
That's exactly right.
It's great. Where is Fanatics based? Fanatics Commerce. Where are you guys based?
We call our corporate offices Jacksonville, Florida, but we do have, our CEO is up in New York, of the overall holding company. The CEO of the commerce business is in San Francisco. We have some folks, internationally. So really we are all over the world in offices and warehouses and call centers. It's pretty expansive.
Yeah. And Jacksonville, Florida, that's the home to one of our great partners, Wounded Warrior Project, right there in Jacksonville.
That's right. Yeah. That's one of the charities that that we support. We support pretty heavily Wounded Warriors, Canine for Warriors, Operation New Uniform. It's where we offer internships to military members. And then when they transition out after that internship, they transition out of the military and we get them full time jobs. So really great organizations that we get to support here.
Hey, Lonnie, where's the best place for people to find out about that?
You could just go to Fanatics. And if you want to look Fanatics, there's a, on the website itself, the Fanatics Inc. website, you can find all the charities that we support. But if you're looking for jobs, you can actually go there and look at careers and, see all the openings that are available worldwide.
Yeah. And with the expansion that you guys are having, I can imagine you could use every single employee and everybody that wants to work for a company that's just going to keep growing. Man, I think Fanatics is your place, Fanatics Commerce. We're going to put a link on our website at nationaldefensenetwork.com, and that's going to take you to where you can find out more about the jobs available at Fanatics, and it'll be just an easy way to, for you to find out more information. And, you know, Lonnie, just one last thing. If since Jeff Bezos has jumped into the football world, you may be working with him again.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
Lonnie, listen, man, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for what you're doing for other veterans. We greatly appreciate your time and best of luck at Fanatics, man.
Thanks so much, Randy. Thanks for all you do. This is a great service to our military members.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.